from the KCPW Danker Studios at Library Square. This is Downtown SLC, a show that explores the people, places, and events shaping Utah's urban center. I'm your host, Jason Mathis, with the Downtown Alliance, and wishing you a happy Thanksgiving today as we talk about the holidays downtown. My guests will be Dee Brewer and Linda Wardell of City Creek Center. We'll be talking about the holiday-themed activities City Creek Center has planned, the impact of shoppers on our downtown, and the role of City Creek Center in helping to create a more dynamic and diverse community that is the regional center for culture, commerce, and entertainment. All of that after this news from the BBC. Welcome back. You're listening to Downtown SLC on KCPW. I'm your host, Jason Mathis, with the Downtown Alliance, joined today by my dear friends, Linda Wardell. Linda is the general manager of City Creek Center. Linda, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us, Jason. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Are you excited about Thanksgiving today? You have big plans?
We are always excited about Thanksgiving and very grateful, but we are especially excited about the day after Thanksgiving.
It's a big day for City Creek Center.
It is.
Also joining us today, Dee Brewer. Dee is the director of sponsorships and marketing. Is that accurate?
Yeah, marketing and sponsorship.
I got it backwards.
That's all right.
Well, thank you both very much for being here. Dee, do you have big Thanksgiving plans?
Going to Mom's house today, going clear to Mill Creek.
Wow. So over the river and through the woods.
Yes, looking forward to it.
That's nice. Well, thanks for coming in. Obviously, City Creek Center is in many ways the crown jewel of downtown Salt Lake City. And the next month or so is probably, I'm guessing, the busiest time for you all at City Creek Center. So I want to talk a little bit today about holidays downtown, holidays at City Creek Center, and then really about what City Creek Center has meant for downtown. And since it is Thanksgiving, let me begin by just saying how thankful I am with the Downtown Alliance for City Creek Center and the impact that it has had over our downtown since March of 2012 when you opened. To start out, let's maybe just mention some of the great seasonal stuff that is going on at City Creek Center. Linda, would you like to lead us off?
Well, sure, Jason. You know, we started last Thursday with Santa's magical rooftop arrival. So Santa is in residence. We are his home away from home. Mm-hmm. So you can visit with Santa every day from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. all the way through Christmas Eve when he needs to leave to go back to the North Pole at about 6 p.m. So we hope you'll stop by and visit with Santa. And if you would like to purchase a photo with Santa, you certainly may do that.
And even if you wait until 5:45 on Christmas Eve, he is still magically able to fulfill your wishes.
Magically be able to do that.
Yeah.
And we have some special nights where you may also bring your favorite dog to see Santa. We call those Santa Paws, and those will be on Tuesday nights in December.
Actually, all day on Tuesday. It's been so popular, we had to expand it. So anytime on the Tuesdays in December, that's, I believe, the 1st, the 8th, and the 15th.
Good memory.
Are the ones that are left, and those have been very popular.
So just dogs. If I have an iguana or an ostrich, those would not be Santa-friendly pets.
Probably not,
okay.
Although someone might call me and I might be willing to make a special concession.
For your emu.
For your emu, for your llama, uh-huh. For your alligator.
Yeah, no alligators and no dangerous, no exotic dangerous pets, please.
But really for your dogs. And okay. There are so many cute ones in Salt Lake City that we've already seen. And of course, we also have our very special holiday fountain shows. We were so excited to debut them last week with Ballet West. Mm-hmm. Had quite a great show there. But our new holiday fountain show this year is Marshmallow World. It happens to be my favorite holiday song, so we were so excited to see it choreographed on the fountain. And just a special reminder that the fountain shows after dusk have fire with them. So if you've not seen that on our fountain, every hour on the hour, we'll have a fountain show for you. And at 7 and 9 p.m., we have all four of our holiday fountain shows playing for your pleasure.
If it has fire, does it become a toasted marshmallow?
It just might be a s'more for
a
you.
A S'more. The S'more Festival. And the fountain shows are on the block that is to the south, outside of the Nordstrom, correct? That's
You're
where the fountain shows
right.
happen.
Yeah. Just outside of Nordstrom.
Just outside of Nordstrom. And the fountain shows are kind of new this year, right? City Creek Center's always had fountain shows going, but it seems like this year maybe holiday-specific fountain shows, or is this something you've done every year and I've just missed it?
We've had fountain shows before, but we added a new one this year, Marshmallow World.
Marshmallow
by
World.
By Dean Martin. It's a great song.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'm not even... Would you like to sing a little of that?
No, that wouldn't
song.
Be good for anybody. But come tonight and you can hear it.
I will.
We'll be playing it. You can see it for sure at 7 and 9 because we play them all at 7 and 9. But at the top of every hour, the fountain shows play.
Yeah. On the subject of marshmallows and other sweet treats, one of the things that I was really pleased with the first December that City Creek Center was opened is that you brought back the candy windows. Because that I remember from my childhood coming down to see the ZCMI candy windows. And, you know, it was really lines. People really wanted to see these artist-created pieces of art, really, but made entirely out of candy. So can you give us a little preview for anyone who hasn't seen them yet this year?
You know, I'm so glad you mentioned the candy windows. When City Creek Center was under construction, literally everywhere we went, people were asking us, are the candy windows going to come back?
It's, a, it's like a
the
real
candy
thing.
Windows?
Yeah.
And yeah, people are so excited about them every year. So the candy windows are open, and I think this is the best year that we've had with the candy windows. Of course, I probably say that every year, but I really do believe that these are the best candy windows that we've had since City Creek Center is open. This year, they have a Peanuts theme.
Oh.
So for those of us who grew up loving Charlie Brown and Lucy and Woodstock, you can see the Peanuts characters come to life in the candy ornaments this year. And they are just spectacular. So they're open. They're available for you day or night. So come on down and see them on Main Street and Macy's entrance. And you can go inside. And Macy's has a special place where children can write a letter to Santa. And for every letter written to Santa, Macy's will make a donation to the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Oh, wow. That's great. That's a great community tie-in. Mm-hmm. That's one thing that I think has been a hallmark of City Creek Center is your desire and willingness to really participate in the community. You're not just a shopping destination, but really part of the larger community. And I know you've done a lot of work with the AIDS Foundation, certainly been very supportive of the Downtown Alliance, things that we've done. But it's great that Macy's is taking that on, too, with this Make-A-Wish Foundation. That's a great cause.
Thank you.
You know, one of the things I love about the candy windows is that they were created by local artists. Mm-hmm. Macy's reaches out to the art community in Salt Lake and select artists to do those. So those six windows were created by local artists.
Yeah. Our mutual friend, I don't know if she has one this year, our mutual friend Babs DeLay, did she participate again this year?
Not this year.
She has.
I don't believe she has one this year.
She had a lot going on this year, running for city council. But she, I know she's been very proud of her participation as an artist.
As were we.
Yes, candy windows in the past. So that's great. I have not seen them yet. I will come and check out the candy windows. And then lanterns. You have a theme of lanterns. Correct? Is that
we do?
Is that ongoing?
We've got stories throughout, and there are four storybook lanterns along the creek. A couple of my favorites are zoetropes. Do you know what a zoetrope is, Jason? I have a question for you today.
You stumped me yet again. I do not know what a zoetrope is.
This is think of it as an old school special effect. So it's a strobe light, and it's a rotating sort of menagerie that the strobe light makes it look like these figures are dancing and moving. So
a zoetrope menagerie. You don't hear that combination every day.
We're bringing you all kinds of magic today. But come see those. There's one with some dancing Santas and some ballerinas, and another one with Nutcracker music.
Very cool.
And they're really dramatic.
Yeah. You have had a pretty good year, and my guess is that you're expecting the holiday season to be valuable and good for your merchants. Maybe you can share a little bit about how things have gone this year. That's a question I often get is, how's City Creek Center doing? So how is City Creek Center doing? You two are the ones who can answer that question.
Yeah, well, we're so glad you asked that, because I think people often wonder and are hesitant to ask, and so we're always happy to take a moment and talk about that a little bit. So the Taubman Company just released their third quarter earnings. And so when you look at City Creek Center with our other centers with Taubman, the company has sales per square foot, which is really our measure of performance, of about $805 per square foot. And those are the highest sales in our industry.
Right.
So our company is really successful with our shopping centers. And the reason I mention that is because it's important to note that City Creek Center, even though we're only open 6 days a week, we are really keeping pace with the other centers in our portfolio with our performance. And that's really been true since our center opened in 2012. We had an aggressive performa for our shopping center, and we've really been exceeding that since our center opened in 2012. Now, fast forward to the current year, 2015, and we've really had an exceptional year this year. And I think there are a couple of reasons for that. One is, it seems like our local customers, who we treasure, you know, who support us year-round, really have the center dialed in a new way this year. You know, the local customers coming in, they seem to understand the center. They're not asking for directions.
Right.
They come in, they know where to park, they know where their favorite stores are, and they seem to be really enjoying the center in a new way. And then when you look at our tourist customers, who, depending on the time of year, account for about 40% of our sales, you know, we've really had a banner year with them. When we talk about tourists, we're talking about anyone who comes from more than 50 miles away. So those would be all of the people who are visiting the Salt Palace Convention Center.
Your proximity to the Salt Palace is so key to that.
It absolutely is.
Yeah.
And so it's been a great year for conventions, and you know, I want to give a shout out to our friends Scott Beck and you know everyone in the Visit Salt Lake team. But we've also had a great year for independent travelers, and you know, those really, we rely on our friends at the Utah Office of Tourism, because we really count on people who are coming in to visit attractions like the national parks, and that is such an important part of our business, and something that I really think that we didn't understand would be so important to us when we were putting together our marketing plans for the center. And it really is amazing just to see the people streaming in from about mid-April all the way through up until October. And then, of course, you know, everyone thinks about ski tourists when they think about us, but that's a smaller segment for us, honestly, than the national parks are.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we have our good friends across the street, you know, who are coming in to see Temple Square, and that is, of course, Utah's number one tourist attraction. And, you know, those are good shoppers in the center, too. But really, those national park visitors and those people coming to participate in the conventions are critical for our success and have really driven us this year.
Yeah, and is that typical for other Taubman centers? I mean, the benefit I think you guys bring to the market as a national company is you have some perspective from other centers. It's not just based on sort of our local view, but you really have that national understanding. Is that typical to have that type of a mix, or are we sort of special here in having more tourists or conventions, or is every center different?
Yeah, it's a great question. All of our centers are a little different, but what is unique about the Taubman Company is that most of our centers do have a tourism perspective. They do have a focus on tourism in the markets where we're located, and it is an increasing percentage of our sales nationwide. And we are one of a handful of centers that do have a full-time marketing person who is devoted to tourism. And so a member of Dee's team, you know, focuses full-time on tourism marketing.
Yeah.
And that is just critical for our success.
Yeah.
It has been, you know, another thing that distinguishes City Creek Center in Utah and Salt Lake are our unique to market stores.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes a big difference. That is important to the local market. So West Elm and Athleta and Coach and Michael Kors are brands that you can't access
only
anywhere
available.
Else.
Yeah.
Only available at City Creek Center. And about a third of our stores are unique to market. So that's been a big driver in our success as well.
Yeah. We are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about one of my favorite subjects, parking. Joining me today, Linda Wardell, the general manager of City Creek Center, Dee Brewer, the director of marketing and sponsorships for City Creek Center. We're talking about the holidays downtown and the impact that City Creek Center has had for our community on this Thanksgiving Day. We will be back after these messages.
It's a marshmallow world in the winter. When the snow comes to cover the ground, it's time for play.
We are back. You are listening to Downtown SLC on a very special Thanksgiving edition. Joining me today in studio are my dear friends, Linda Wardell and Dee Brewer, both from City Creek Center. City Creek Center is a entertainment and shopping destination operated by Taubman Company. And we appreciate you being here and helping to spread some holiday cheer in our downtown as we get ready for the next big month. Big news about parking at City Creek Center. Dee, do you want to share the exciting news about what has happened in the last month that has made parking even more easy and convenient for people?
We have expanded the free parking at City Creek Center. So now there are 2 hours of free parking. And that just means that the validation, you're pre-validated for your parking. Think about it that way.
Yeah.
When you pull in, you don't need to worry about gathering validations. And then we've simplified the rates as well. It's $2 an hour for each additional hour. But for a third hour, you can get an additional hour of free parking if you get validated at one of our sit-down restaurants. So that would be Cheesecake Factory, Brio Tuscan Grill, mm-hmm. Texas Day Brazil, or 6th and Pine. So there is even more abundant free parking downtown. People are applauding. They love it.
I know. I've said this before, although I don't know if I've mentioned this to you two, but prior to the opening of City Creek Center, when the Downtown Alliance has done polling about people's perspective of downtown, parking was always the single biggest concern that people had about coming downtown. Once City Creek Center opened with the 5,000 stalls that you provided, those concerns went down dramatically so that it wasn't the largest thing that people were worried about. They had other concerns about downtown, some of which we've talked about on this show. I don't drive a lot because my wife and I share a car, but I have parked in City Creek Center before, probably, I don't know, dozens and dozens and dozens of times. And I have never paid for parking. I'm sorry to say that.
That's
you have
fantastic.
Not received any revenue from me for parking.
That's fantastic. That would be the ideal.
Yeah, so to me it's perfect.
You don't have to pay. Yeah.
And I will also say this. Sometimes I have parked at City Creek Center to go to an adjoining business like Martine.
We love that.
Okay, good.
Yeah, we love that.
I feel like I've been in confession and I have told you something, but I'm glad that you reacted the way that you reacted.
You know, I always say that when somebody makes a decision to come downtown, City Creek wins, and vice versa. When somebody comes to City Creek, downtown
Absolutely.
Wins. So we're happy that people are parking at City Creek Center for events, for other activities. If they're coming through the center, they're having an experience mm-hmm. in the center, and we know that they will become a shopper.
Yeah. Well, and I think, Linda, that gets to a point that you made earlier about familiarity with the center. I think initially there's kind of a rush because it's new and it's fancy and it's exciting and people want to see the new thing. And then it moves into something else, which is really about this familiarity that I know it fills a sense of ownership, I think, that people may have for this beautiful facility in our downtown.
That's exactly it. You know, we want to be a part of downtown. And whether you're going to Martine, one of our good neighbors, whether you're coming into something that is a part of City Creek, whether, you know, you're going to a jazz game and mm-hmm. you're parking at City Creek, we just want to be a part of your experience. And I think that's it, is we just want everyone to be familiar with everything downtown. And so it's not really a consideration for people to think, oh, I'm going to City Creek or I'm going to the jazz game.
Right.
It's just the decision to come downtown. And so we really think of it as trying to make downtown the choice for people to make. And then we think once they get here, of course they're going to include City Creek and whatever
right.
else it is that they're doing.
Yeah.
And so that's why we're such big champions of everything that happens downtown.
You really are. It's true. It's not just saying it. You really are. There's a lot of stuff happening downtown, much of it, I think, inspired by or at least influenced by City Creek Center. So we obviously saw the 222 building go up. 111 is under construction now. The Boyer Company built 101 in response, I think, to City Creek Center and the magnetism that City Creek Center has created. Lots of residential development that has gone on in and around the downtown area. Cowboy Partners and Boyer Company are working on a beautiful project now on 100 South, or I'm sorry, 200 East and 100 South, a new residential project that I think is going to be really spectacular. And then the Eccles Theater is also being built. How do you see City Creek Center reacting with these new developments? What's the role that you play? And what do you hope for the future of our downtown? And Dee, we'll start with you.
Well, downtown is an ecosystem, and City Creek is part of that. And we serve the needs of some, but not all. And we have a relationship to all those component parts that you talked about. Mm-hmm. So we are thrilled to see the theater opening. We're thrilled to see more people living downtown. We know that we are part of that attraction and part of those amenities that attract people downtown. So the growth is phenomenal. I live downtown. I've watched so much change in the last few years. And, you know, this is a great place to live, but it is legitimately becoming one of the best cities in the country for living, for working. And it's still right-sized, and it's still manageable. And that's one of the things I love about downtown.
Yeah. And Linda, what do you see as the role?
You know, Jason, you have a great story about one of your first days as, you know, an employee of the Downtown Alliance and what it was like to see the streets all boarded up. And that predates me a little bit. But I think about 5 years ago, mm-hmm. my first day in Salt Lake City and seeing the streets all boarded up. And, you know, it was around 6 o'clock and I was getting ready to go home for the day. And I was so afraid because there was literally no one on the streets in downtown Salt Lake City. And, you know, last night at about 6 o'clock, I was walking around on the streets downtown, and there was such vibrancy, you know, to our downtown. People were out, you know, they were not only at City Creek, but they were at restaurants downtown. There were other activities going on downtown last night. You know, people were out and about, just having a great time in our city. And I think with the addition of the Eccles Theater, with yet another office tower, I'm told there could be as many as an additional 6,500 people on our streets every day just because of those two projects. And so I think it is, like Dee said, you know, it feels like we're a real city now. You know, it just feels like such an amazing place to be every day. And so I think that, you know, more people are making the choice to come downtown every day. And it's fun to live in a place where people are so excited about their downtown and where people feel like downtown really belongs to them and they have such pride and ownership. And so I'm excited to see that increase even more with the addition of these two projects.
Well, thank you both very much for your role in making that happen, because you have contributed personally and professionally to the rising downtown that we're enjoying today. So on Thanksgiving, let me say thank you to both of you. You've been listening to Downtown SLC on KCPW. You can join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. where we explore the people, places, and events shaping Utah's urban center. Happy Thanksgiving.